Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
You know what? Tune in every Wednesday morning and you'll have a word in season for the rest of your day. It's going to be special every Wednesday and life transforming. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Bishop Dr. Victor Say coming to you from Family Chapel International. One more time, Wednesday, early morning, dawn. Rise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. We will continue from last week when we started talking about love and intimacy, pictures of love and intimacy. We spoke last week about Mary with the oil of spikenard on the hair and on the feet of Jesus and her tears wetting his feet. And then we spoke about Jonathan stripping himself of his clothes, becoming vulnerable in front of his friend David and saying, as I am, so are you. He gave him his sword, his strength, his protection, his girdle, his identification. So must we be to people who stick closer to us than brothers. Today, we are continuing with our conversation. We said intimacy is closeness, and intimacy involves affection. Intimacy with our spouse involves the way we look at them, the way we touch or fondle them, the way we hug them, the way we speak kind words to them. All these things cultivate love and intimacy, especially intimacy. Now, let's get into the Word of God. I want to read some scripture again as we get into the Word. This time we'll take our scripture from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15 to 17. Wake up your husband, please. Wake up your wife. Tune up your radio. Go online. Watch us live on Love 99.5 FM from Kumasi, that special station. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 15. Yeah. So in this particular story, 2 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 15 to 17. 2 Samuel, chapter 15. Second Samuel chapter 23 verse 15. 2 Samuel 23, 15 to 17. It states, and David longed and said, oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink of it thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did David, did these three mighty men of David. Amen. Now, this is a very interesting story. David is longing for water from the well of Bethlehem, which at that time was controlled by the enemy. But yet still, three of his mighty men went forward to where the Philistines had a garrison in Bethlehem, broke through, fetched water, brought it to David in a jar. And then David says, wow, this is just too much for me. This is at the cost of your lives. I will not drink this water. And he poured it out as an offering unto God. What has it got to do with love and intimacy? Listen carefully. Those that we love, we go the extra mile to make them happy. And then those that love us will reciprocate by appreciating the blessing of God and thanking Him for this grace. I repeat, the story of David and his men who fetched water at the garrison of the Philistines in Bethlehem speaks of a love relationship, an intimate relationship, where people go the extra mile to make us happy. And in so doing, as they tried to make us happy, David reciprocated by appreciating and blessing God and thanking Him for the grace of having the right people around him. If you are intimate with somebody and love them, you will go the extra mile to do what you have to do to make them happy, to satisfy their longing, their thirst. The dress you buy, the dinner you take them to. Oh, I wish I could go to Dynasty. I wish I could go to Asmara. I wish I could go to Royal Park. I wish I could go to Amber. Oh, could you buy me a bottle of that expensive wine we drank when we were in London? Oh, I want a bottle of Coke. And it's 12 midnight. And yet still you sit in that car, go to that corner shop, go to that petrol service station, go to the shop, the 24-hour petrol station, Shell shop, and you pick up not even one can of Coke, six cans of Coke, just to make that person happy. And when you bring it, the person says, thank you so much, but I want to share it with you. I thank God for your life. You've gone the extra mile to make me happy. And I tell you this tonight, I will make you happier. This is your offering to me, and I'll give you a bigger offering. David took that and poured it out before the Lord. He went the extra mile. When people do things for us, let us recognize what they've done, Thank God for their lives. Thank God for the blessing. Thank God that we are graced to have a wonderful family who are there for us in spite of all that is happening, who go the extra mile, give us money when we need it, give us, take care of our kids when we are out of town, make sure that they visit us in the hospital. And when we come out of that hospital, let's go the extra mile to be grateful to God and to them for what they've done. David's mighty men brought waters of refreshing. May your life refresh the one you love. And may they also reciprocate as they are gracious to God and to you for what you've done. That is a true picture of love and intimacy. Going both ways. The extra mile. Love goes the extra mile. Let me make you more comfortable. Let me satiate your thirst. Let me do something that is difficult to do at this time. There were Philistines there. Yes, till they broke through and they fetched the water. Their commitment to David was impeccable. How committed are you to the relationship? How much do you want the relationship to bond and to grow? Go the extra mile. And you appreciate. Late at night, I tell you a funny story. One day, I came home and my wife had done no dinner for me. These days, I don't eat too late, but when I was younger. So I said, she said, okay, whatever you eat, I will prepare for you. And I always do those kind of things, you know, but now maybe it's a sandwich or some salad or something. But in those days, so I said to myself, okay, I'm going to do something. I'll see whether my wife will go the extra mile. And I said, I want palm nut soup. She said, what? At this time of the night? I said, yeah, that's what I'm going to eat. He said, I thought you just either go to bed or take something light, a cup of tea or something. I said, no, eat palm nut soup. You know what happened? She said she was going out, drive the car, go and look for palm nut in the can, and there's meat there, all the other stuff is there, and start preparing palm nut soup for me that night. I felt so ashamed. So I said, hey, woman, stop, I'm only joking. He said, I can remember when you make you feel ashamed, you know. So, to cut a long story short, she didn't, because I did ask her not to. But for her to have done that, wow. It was very, 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 let me put it this way, strange. And I said, really? You do all that for your husband? Thank you very much. Now, if your husband came home and did that, I'm sure you say, I don't know, bother man, I don't know how I did it. Well, that's what she did. She went the extra mile. Am I talking to somebody? Wave back. And then we have the story of Ruth and Naomi. Ruth chapter number 1. Ruth chapter number 1. From verse 8 to 18. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law. Now, you see the difference between the two. Go, return each one to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, she blesses them, as ye have dealt with the dead, their husbands, and with me herself. The Lord grant you, so they were good wives, that ye may find rest. So she continued to bless them. The Lord deal kindly with you. The Lord cause you to find rest, each of you in the house of her husband, future husbands. So she declared the third blessing, they would have husbands. And she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice, and they wept. Vulnerability and intimacy and love. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. So they began to push. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? Because that was a tradition. Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would you wait or tarry for them till they are grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it giveth me much for your sake, that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. You know, Naomi is expressing love and intimacy. Says, no, for you, I am grieving. She could have said, yeah, you go your way. Forget about you girls. I've had enough of you. Let me go. But she blessed them. And it was like she was wondering, oh God, what is going to happen to these two girls, Ruth and Orpah? What's going to happen to them? I'm grieving because of you. And even not for herself, that she had become Mara bitter because of all that had gone on. And the hand of the Lord had left her, so to speak. That's a story for another day. So he says, it grieveth me much, my daughters. And she keeps using the word daughters. She keeps honoring them. Even though she's going, she sees them as a part of her or a part of who she has been when she had prospered. And they lifted up their voice, verse 14, and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. Two different things. Love and intimacy cleaves. But Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. Ruth clave unto her. Love will stick to, no matter what the misfortune is, no matter what the problems are, no matter what is happening, love will cleave. Orpah kissed and she left. She just expressed some intimacy and left. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people, 15, and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And here was the important key. Gods. She's gone back to her people. Another one. Gone back to her gods. Gone back to her people. Gone back to her gods. You know, let's read what happened. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Going the extra mile for love and intimacy. Now, I am a part of you. I am stuck to you. I am glued to you. No matter what happens, if there is a death, it doesn't mean I should turn my back on you. When one of my brothers passed, we gave the wife all the options she needed, settled her, that she could leave. But we didn't say that. We said, you are part of us. Whatever happens in the family. They even offered.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
by a Khan culture that if any of us was interested, we could marry. And we all said we are married. We can't marry her. But whatever we do in the family, she attends. So now we see her as a little sister. And she still comes to the functions we do. It's important. Whithersoever thou goest, I will go. Then she goes on. Entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after thee. Whither thou goest, I will go. I'll be in step with you. Where you sleep is where I will sleep. Where thou lodgest is where I will lodge. And then she comes to that greatest thing. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God shall be my God. We are in this thing together. I will serve the same gods you are the same God you are serving. I will not go back. I have come too far to go back. And many of us, we give up early. And I had an example in between preparing these messages. Somebody decided to leave the husband. And here, she says, yeah, my husband might be dead, your son. But your people are my people. And your God is my God. I have seen too much of this graceful, gracious, blessed God in you. You are such a human being. I will not leave you. Your God is the same God I will serve. I'm turning my back on my gods, my family, to be with you. Where thou diest, I will die. That's serious stuff. This is stuff for marriage. This is the kind of confession we need to make to each other. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if aught be but death part thee and me. True love and intimacy goes down to grave. And then scripture says in verse 18, when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Steadfastly minded. She didn't say, why we are tassel? Why are not going to say, no matter what, true love and intimacy sticks like a leech. And decides, we had some good times. My life is not only for the good times. My life is also for the bad times. And I will be with you. I will serve you. Your God will be my God. Your people, my people. Where you sleep is where I'll sleep. Where you die is where I will die. Where you are buried is where I will be buried. So you go to a cemetery and you find Mr. Kwame Atta, Grace Kwame Atta, buried side by side. I went to the cemetery once and I found Brother Lawson, as he was called in those days. Brother Lawson of Divine Healers Church at Osi Cemetery, his grave was there. Next to him was his wife of many years. And you find that with many people. Where my dad is buried, less than a stone throw away, my mom is buried in the same place, buried next to each other. There and there, there and there. We are in this thing together. Tell your husband, we are in this thing together. No matter what, we are in this thing together. So if you go further and you read, she is the one who gives direction for her breakthrough. I don't know what happened to Oprah. She might have found rest and peace in her home in Moab with her family. But this woman became a descendant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of her commitment to the love relationship she had for her mother-in-law. She found Boaz. Naomi showed her what she must do. Dress nicely, put on a fragrance, sleep at his feet, cover his feet, show him that you love him, express your love, and in the morning he will not rest until he has done what is right for you. I don't know about you and your commitment to your friendship and relationship. I don't know how you think and how you feel, but one thing is sure. that no matter what happens in your life, there is always hope. Hope for your life. Love brings hope. Intimacy will always bring joy. God richly bless you. We'll continue next.